yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey, yo, I am Addy.
Hey, yo, and I just want to start this show out by saying that I hate you.
Mm-hmm.
I hate everything you stand for.
Right, but I'm sitting right now.
I hate everything you've ever done.
Uh-huh.
Or ever will do.
Yes.
And I'm Mo.
You hate everything that I am, everything that I was, and everything that I ever will be?
Yeah.
Wow.
Especially for that ice bucket challenge.
Yeah. Have you heard about this ice bucket challenge that's
what?
Going on? Yeah, there's this ice
Some
bucket
Some asshole
challenge.
Did it and tagged me.
Yeah.
I'll give money to charity later.
Who's charity?
Probably something for the kids.
What? It's for charity.
Asshole.
I know.
I'm moving.
Mo has been
I tell you I'm moving. I'm really busy.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, you got to do this now within 24 hours. Which I say...
The producer actually said 24 hours.
I'll have to do it never, because I'll just donate money. Can I still tag people then, though?
No.
Okay. I want the Ice Bucket Challenge done by obviously, Vince Russo.
You're not allowed to tag people, unless you do it.
DDP.
Okay.
Steven Ajami.
Really?
Nope.
But, you know, you can't do that until you get...
Arthur Gorman.
Wow. You know he's a retired paratrooper?
Mm-hmm. You know who I should get to do it is Dennis Stamp.
He's not booked.
Exactly.
So
he's got the time.
And he could do it while jumping on his trampoline.
Yeah.
Be excellent.
Seriously, I hate you.
Why? I'm good people.
Good cough, cough, people.
Good cough, cough, people.
All right. What are we doing here? Talk some wrestling?
We talk the wrestling.
Yeah. Oh, you got a Twitter question. We want to get to that right away?
Let's get to that right away.
We asked for Twitter questions, and you said you responded with this.
Well, we got some Twitter questions, but just a second ago, we got from Sherwin Thomas.
Sherwin R. Thomas?
I said, thanks for all the questions, because we do have other questions. Keep asking as we record now.
We do?
Yes, and so Sherman's question is, she was always a heel. She just pretended to respect Bailey a couple of weeks ago.
So, thanks for your question.
Well, what's your answer?
Well, I think I would go Starrcade. WrestleMania... You know, for actual in-ring action, didn't match Starrcade during those early years.
The correct answer is collar and elbow tie-up.
Oh.
Thank you,
Sherman. Armbar.
Armbar. Thank you, Sherman.
Fuck off.
You think he's related to Hunter?
Could be.
Sherman Helmsley?
I think he's related to Bray Wyatt.
Could be.
Sherman R. Heiser.
Think he's from Virginia.
Yeah. Bo Dallas.
Bo Dallas. Hey, SmackDown's going to Thursday officially now, October 2nd.
Yeah, didn't we already cover this?
Yeah, we did. I'm just saying it's now official, so that's why I was going to move on real quick.
Oh, good.
Excellent 2.88 rating for Raw.
Yeah.
Yeah, under 4 million viewers.
Weren't they against
the Emmys.
That's it.
The Emmys.
Yeah.
Who apparently don't like The Walking Dead.
What? Yeah. They didn't win anything?
They weren't even nominated for anything.
I didn't know.
Oh, you didn't know?
I didn't know. Huh. I used to figure the Emmys... I'm upset with them ever since they stole that iPad case.
Yeah, that's true. At Walmart?
Mm-hmm.
Australian fucks. But, I prefer the Slammies anyway, you know. That's actually more ostentatious than the Oscars.
Mm-hmm. And you have two of them.
You've won two
Slammys.
I have.
You may not have any Emmys, but you've won two Slammys.
That's right. And I should say Breaking Bad,
mm-hmm.
It may have won four Emmys, but they don't have two Slammys.
Fuck you guys.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Stupid.
But no, this is the time now. Football's, are you ready for some football?
Yes.
So Monday Night Football with Frank and Al and Joe in our primetime show is going to...
be on CBS.
No, what?
Yeah.
No, that's on Thursday.
Yeah.
And Monday?
Oh, wait. Monday? No, it's on ESPN.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying Raw is under 3 is a rating, under 4 million viewers because of the Emmys. Now football's coming, so it's going to be that. This is that time now where they're going to be in that range, settling in that range until Royal Rumble.
It'll start to pick up around Royal Rumble. Yeah. Yeah.
So, but speaking of television.
We are?
Total nonstop action by God. I mean, I'm sorry. I ripped on this company and because they weren't on Spike and they're going out of business and the future just doesn't.
And then it turns out they're going to have their contract extended at the end of the year, which just means they'll lose money for
more
the
money.
End of the year.
And then when that's up, though, they're going to go on the Velocity Network. So I apologize to them. I was wrong.
Oh, you were. I mean, now they're going to be on Velocity, so they'll have Ernest the Cat Miller and Akito
and Billy Kidman.
Billy Kidman, yeah.
Jimmy Wang Yang.
Yeah, yeah. And a segment called Confidential.
That's right after.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right after.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to... No, so what it is that they're in negotiations, and they're pretty strong negotiations, to go onto this Velocity Network. And I know you're thinking to yourself, oh, I watch that all the time.
Yeah.
But not just you're the only one.
Are Irish people thinking that? Is that I watch it all the time.
I watch it all the time.
I watch it all the time.
So
it's 30, a funny show.
34 years old, you still believe in that?
34 years old, and you still believe in Impact?
Yeah. So basically, yes, so they're going on this one, which is in half the homes of Impact. Which I know you're thinking to yourself. They're going to have half the viewers they had on Impact.
Yeah.
But no, just because you're in half the homes doesn't mean you have half the shows being watched.
No.
It's like a quarter.
Yeah.
The ratings are like a quarter of
they
Impact because nobody cares.
They're in like 7% more homes than Ring of Honor.
Yes.
And that's before Sinclair bought that giant Washington, D.C. station that has some tremendous coverage. So they put ROH on that, and it'll be neck and neck.
Yeah. But ROH, you have to keep in mind in markets where they're head-to-head, usually destroys TNA in the ratings.
And also, ROH, people go to their shows.
Yes.
And people purchase their pay-per-views.
Yes.
So, there is a difference between ROH and Total Nonstop. Really, Velocity keeps them on television nowhere near. I mean, gone are your bullies and your angles
well,
and your
Jeff the thing Hardys is, they're going to be getting about... They'll be getting about 20% of what they were getting on Spike.
That's, in terms of money?
Yeah,
or,
about 20%. About 25%, and then that company that's negotiating for them is taking their share. So it's going to end up being close to about 20% of what they were currently
getting,
what they're
getting on
Spike.
And then, these people
what
take
this means to me is the writing is on the wall.
Yeah.
Quit banging your head in. You cannot survive on... You couldn't survive on 100... You're losing money. You can't survive on 100% of what Spike gives you.
Yes.
You're now going to be getting ratings that are a quarter to a third of what you were before for 20% the money. So... Banging your head against the wall.
Yeah.
I know you might have some good ratings still in like Germany or England, but maybe you're making a little money there. But there's a general rule: you're fucked everywhere else, and you're losing money.
Their pay-per-views are going to play in South Africa until 2019.
Like, who cares that you know what? You can cut everybody and have wrestlers who are $100, and then have a roster that is less famous, not as good, or as well paid as the ROH guys. Or you could do us all a favor and shut down because this just isn't working.
Yeah.
And it is embarrassing. I never seen, you know, you remember that game, Extreme Warfare Revenge?
Yes.
And,
I love that game.
Yeah, I know. And you would have your game and you would be like a regional promotion. And then you would get to be like, you'd be a cult promotion next. And then you would get to be a national promotion. Then you get to be a global promotion.
Yeah.
And you'd go up and down. And I remember playing that game thinking, this is a lot of fun. But in real life, this never happens.
Yeah.
Like nobody ever it becomes a national promotion that goes all the way down to being a cult promotion and a regional promotion.
Yeah,
I guess this is realistic after all.
It is.
Because TNA, the first company I've ever known in a modern era to be a national company, which at one point you could definitely say they were, to being
a regional.
a regional company, which is essentially what they're becoming.
Yeah.
Like, nobody's... Like, if that's not a sign of, Everybody, holy fuck, you're awful.
Yeah.
I don't know what is.
Well, it doesn't even tell me that you're awful. Because other people have...
Because you seem like ECW was a regional promotion. Then ECW became a cult promotion. Then it became a national promotion for a little while.
And then, yes.
Never became a global promotion.
No, no, no.
But you could see that. So but you never saw somebody go down the other way
But the thing is what it doesn't... What it tells me... Yes, okay, it says you're awful because they're... But that's happened before. WCW's gone out of business because they were awful.
They went out of business, but they didn't go regional.
Stampede Wrestling went out of business and was awful at the end.
Yes.
With the Bowlers and Dr. BG Holiday, okay? They were awful.
Yeah.
And what it tells me, BJ. It doesn't tell me that they were BG.
Oh. Well, then it was awful.
But it didn't tell me that they were...
Your mom gave you a BG.
It doesn't tell me that they're awful. It tells me that they're stupid.
Hurt. Means there's a lot of teeth.
Tells me they're stupid.
Well, they are fucking stupid.
Because
you don't
everybody else went out of business.
You're better off going out of business than continue to lose money and becoming regional.
Yes.
Like I literally was thinking this. I'm like, this is Extreme Warfare Rangers. This is one thing that I always thought was unrealistic about the game.
Yeah.
And proven that it is actually possible.
Yeah.
And now I want to know, I mean, but now wait. If... So I consider... I mean, WWE is, of course, the North American leader. And then the number two promotion in North America is Ring of Honor.
It's Ring of Honor.
And then what we're looking at... Is Global Force or is this AAA America? What's the next... what's number three
now? I think AAA America because they have some taping set up.
Okay. And then Global Force. And then...
Dragon
Force USA probably is next. They're probably number five. Dragon Gate, whatever.
Yes, because they run IP.
PWG, you probably consider them bigger than TNA.
PWG, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. I don't know about Global Force.
Jersey All Pro Wrestling.
All Pro.
I consider them bigger than TNA.
I don't know about Global Force.
Evolve, for fucking sure.
They only have a name so far.
Oh, that's true.
So, I mean, they're still...
But they are making more money than TNA.
They're still better than TNA. Yes. But no, I mean, and that's in North America, or in the United States, I guess, if you want to say, because you could even go into AAA and CMLL, and you could even go to IWA Puerto Rico, if you wanted to get that
CZW.
Far. Yeah, there's your CZW. Essentially, Chikara, for sure. Yeah. And that was even with the shutdown. But, heck, what is there, $2 wrestling that's on... comes around to WrestleMania week. What about
the Bret Hart Invitational Tournament?
Yes.
At the X Fest this weekend here.
Yeah.
Bigger than TNA.
Kaiju Big Battle. Bigger.
Maria Kanellis is going to be on some backyard wrestling for 37 people. She's being booked.
She's
unlike Dennis Stamp.
Oh, jeez, poor Dennis.
37 people.
37.
36 more people than attended the last TNA house show.
In a row? 37.
Try not to suck any dick on the way to your car.
But the wonderful thing about TNA is they have tapings. They're going to tape their all their little
pay-per-views.
Stupid fuck One pay-per-views. Night,
yeah, that nobody buys.
And they're going to tape those, I believe, the weekend of the Lashley fight.
Yes.
After the last few fights. Except for, they're going to tape Friday and Saturday and Sunday. Friday and Saturday are these pay-per-views.
Yes.
Sunday is an Impact taping. Which means, and then from the 16th to the 19th, they have shows that they're taping for Impact. Which means they're taping Impact till basically the end of the contract, the end of November. Yes. And then Christmas is going to be here and blah, blah,
they're
blah.
Taping,
right?
They're taping shows... Before they're Bound for Glory pay-per-view, they're taping shows that will air after Bound for Glory.
Yeah.
So we may know the results of the matches of Bound for Glory, or we may not get any matches announced for Bound for Glory.
Well, yeah, we may not give a fuck about Bound for Glory. That's true.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, no, that one, that is true.
I mean, this...
That's not a may.
I mean, WCW used to do this before, and this was before the internet.
Yes.
You know, back in, like, 93... Where they used to have, you know, the tapings for months and months, and guys would come out with the belts so you could kind of chart who the champion was if you got, you know, the sheets and stuff.
Sometimes they'd change their minds and whatever, and things would get fucked up.
Yeah. But it's...
Or injuries happen or whatever.
Or phantom title changes would happen. Because they'd still do the live Clash of the Champions shows, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that... But, I mean, this is just... Right now, you got Bobby Lindsay going into a fight... on a Friday night on Bellator.
That he's probably going to lose.
Yes. And then...
Even though he's facing a tomato can,
yeah.
He doesn't seem to be taking this very seriously from his training.
Yes.
And what is... he's kind of flying all these...
I just love... I just love that, you know, like, you had your underdog champion in Eric Young.
Yeah.
Like, really, that... They don't get enough credit.
That's an original idea.
They don't get enough credit for how cutting edge they are.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But now, this MMA heavyweight as their heavyweight champion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just, it's unbelievable. And someone's going to say, oh, they did it first. But if a Bobby Lashley falls in a forest, does he win a title?
Now, here's the thing. They put the title on him first.
Yes.
They didn't do it first, because we talked about this fucking 4 months ago for Lesnar. Yeah.
Well, the plan was already, exactly. You know?
So, no, you didn't do it first.
But the thing was, and let's go, I mean, let's transition out of TNA right now because they suck dick and they're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
And move on to Raw, to Monday Night Raw. And, I mean, and we talk about Brock Lesnar, the heavyweight champion of the world, and the most lopsided WWE title match ass-whooping probably ever.
Yes, I'd say so, yeah. Know?
And just the, you know, the way that they've been able to capitalize on that. Like, how John Cena, like, good God, like, I don't know, was he in a wheelchair?
Yeah.
He at least had...
He was. By the way, I would like to say TNA, just before we get off of them, they did hire the right one-legged wrestler. So give them that.
They did. That's what they did right. They hired the right one-legged wrestler. That's true. Do they have another one? Is this new one? Like, they have another one.
They have a new one, like a wrestler, yeah.
Melendez or something? And
Chris Chad, Melendez, I
Chris
think.
Melendez,
like Chris
Melendez,
Menendez or something like that.
Menendez, Menudo.
Menudo's. Chris Menudez.
Chris Menudez. Big fan of Bob Backlund. But, yeah, so I have no idea about him.
That's something they did that,
yeah.
You know, if it had been John Laurinaitis, he would have hired John Cena because he's in a wheelchair.
If it had been John
selling
Laurinaitis,
that injury, selling
would,
that injury,
John Laurinaitis would have tried to have signed Gilbert Melendez.
Yeah,
yeah, but John Cena really, you know, it's the people give him a hard time and the company a hard time around this John Cena character, but like they are starting to do it right now. Like his back, his ribs, his neck. All injured.
Oh, that's Jack Swagger.
All taped up.
Swagger.
Who?
Jack Swagger. You're talking about Jack Swagger.
Oh, right. What did I say?
John Cena.
Oh, fuck John Cena. This guy. What a... Jesus Christ. Coming out. I'm not going to crack jokes. I'm going to cut a regular promo. He's got a shirt on at this point at this Legends motherfucker,
right? Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, okay, fine. There's no visible bandages, but he's out. He's not running. He's cutting a promo. Right?
Yes.
Okay, but he's a little more serious, fine. And then he's fighting Bray Wyatt like a motherfuck.
Yes.
Like this is a video game.
Yes.
Right? Like your power bar was down, but you walked around the ring three times and now it's green again. Right? Like that's what this was. And everybody's going, well, it's a new moveset. Yeah, he's throwing people in fucking belly-to-back German overhead release suplexes that are supposed to have fucked him up getting it 16 times.
Yes.
And he's given the move. Like, it was just, I was just like, fuck you. And it wasn't even that Bray Wyatt, this WrestleMania rematch, is all I could think of. Was this was his legacy, and this was the big deal with the Eminem song at WrestleMania.
Yes, this was he's fighting for his legacy. This guy was a great, great challenge to
yes.
him.
Yes, and now it's
But
like,
now he's gotten so much better in a week. A week where he spent most of it apparently recovering. He's gotten his skill set has improved that
yes,
much.
Yes, exactly. He's just been laid up, but while he was sitting on the couch, he thought of these moves.
Well, he watched some New Japan Pro Wrestling. Picked up some new moves.
He's watching the G1.
Yeah.
Like everyone else.
Like everyone else.
You know, but we won't lead anybody into those questions. But, no, I mean, it was just... It was the absolute worst... Like, I don't know. I don't know.
But this was Vince McMahon who literally Vince McMahon said, we got to have John Cena out and he's got to be a destroyer this episode because if he comes out and acts weak after what happened to him, after the way he got his ass kicked, people are going to give up on him. Which to me is...
Yes.
Is,
after 12 years, people will just give up on
exactly,
him.
Yeah, exactly. And the point is, they can follow his journey of getting better and rebuilding himself to the rematch. And
yes,
that could be the journey.
That's,
and that's the story that Vince, I'm like, he's a genius, right?
Fuck.
Like,
Hulk Hogan gets squishity squashed by the earthquake on the Brother Love Show. We got 2 weeks of fucking Tugboat trying to sell some wristbands.
Yes.
But then we got Hogan training.
Yes.
For 3 weeks.
Yeah.
His recovery to get, and his rehab to get back.
Yeah.
To beat the fuck out of the earthquake.
Well, I just don't understand. Just because he says, I'm coming not to beat Brock Lesnar, but to beat his ass. Whereas pretty much last time he said, I guess, I'm going to get my ass kicked, but I'm still going to beat you. And then you got your ass kicked and didn't beat him. Like, what is it that you've, other than saying this time I'll be better.
Well, no, that's
and,
his
and
downfall.
And doing some new
that's
direct
his downfall
moves.
Because he's not going to be better. Okay.
Well, that's it.
No, like, now, what he, and it's like the completely wrong game plan, right?
Yeah.
He went from wanting to beat Brock Lesnar, right? To just wanting to beat his ass.
Yes.
Like, what is he going to do? Just keep punching him and kick him in the ass? How's he going to pin his shoulders to the mat if all he's doing is concentrating on Brock Lesnar's ass?
The referee will stop the match.
Yes.
Because his ass will be hurting so
bleeding.
Much.
He cannot continue due to rectal bleeding.
Rectum?
Rectal bleeding. And they need
darn
to
darn near kicked his ass.
And they need to get Howard Finkel to announce that. This contest cannot continue due to rectal bleeding. And what? But a title can only change hands on pinfall and submission. Nowhere in the WWE rulebook to say anything about rectal bleeding.
Yeah.
And it's like a last man standing. Maybe they can have like a first rectum bleeding match.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yes. You know what they say about a one-legged man in a rectum bleeding contest?
That's right. What about Chris Melendez? But that's what I didn't understand.
So who wins?
Why is he concentrating on
if it is an ass-kicking contest, and Chris Melendez faces Zach Gowen, I guess it's a draw?
It's gotta be. It's gotta be.
And neither one's rectum is bleeding at the end.
That's true.
My ass is fine. How about yours?
Yeah. Well, you know who's worried about it is Jim Ross.
Yeah.
His 30 superstars are about to enter. That's what I don't understand, is why is he just concentrating on his buttocks? Why doesn't he just take an arm? Go for a single leg.
Well, the thing is, you have to target your opponent's weak area.
That's true.
And Brock's legs are thick, his arms are muscled and strong.
Yeah.
But his ass is known to have a little bit of...
Not the right idea when they said you need to pick apart a body part.
Mm.
But I don't know if you thought this through.
I see some holes in Brock's ass that you can go through.
It's true.
If you need to.
That's true.
And you know, you got to find those weaknesses. So there's some holes in the game of Brock's ass.
There is.
Or at least a hole.
Key in on that diverticulitis.
Near fucking killed him.
Nearly fucking killed him.
Yeah.
That's where Raw peaked for me, was the Brock Lesnar promo.
Oh, that was
and
awesome.
He's got this never give
so
up bullshit.
That was awesome.
But, yeah, this legend, I love this Legends P-anal
yeah.
that they had. Hall of Fame P-anal. And it's Shawn, Hulk, and Flair.
Yes.
And they got flown in to argue for 3 minutes. And John Cena cuts a promo, and then it's done.
Mm-hmm. 2.88.
Yes, indeed.
Star power. You know, I love that Chris Jericho has the week off. Paul Heyman and Brock Lesnar aren't there.
Yeah.
Ambrose isn't there. Randy Orton has the week off. We need some star power. Well, we don't have anybody on our fucking roster.
Yes.
Let's reach into some nostalgia. Because we can't actually use anybody that's an actual star on our show.
I love the only person... And the guy that got the biggest pop was Sean, because he's been around for a while.
Yes.
But it's just, you know... Oh, it's just so...
Well, he also came out last.
All of a sudden, John Cena's at a crossroads. What the fuck again? Are you talking about?
Go back to me. John Cena was at a crossroads against The Rock.
Yes.
He was at a crossroads against CM Punk.
Yeah.
He was at a crossroads against Bray Wyatt.
The first Lesnar match.
The first Lesnar match? Yeah, he was at a crossroads, and now he's at a crossroads again.
Yeah.
He was...
He keeps this up, though.
How many rows is this guy going to cross?
But he keeps this up. He's going to be appearing at the Crossroads Flea Market.
Mm-hmm.
Off Blackfoot there.
Mm-hmm.
Blackfoot. But, how many roads must a man cross down?
Yeah.
Before you can call him a man.
Yeah. And then there was that Dusty Rhodes he had to cross. And that Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. Well, you just follow the star.
Yeah.
And I love how it's gold and star Dust.
Yeah.
So Dust is officially their last name now.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Well, down a dusty road.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Walking the line.
Mm-hmm. 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 Stomp a mud hole in his ass.
Yes.
Which apparently causes rectal bleeding. I have been told.
I'm no doctor.
Just play one on the radio.
But yes, I understand. Rectal bleeding.
Bleeding.
It's just...
it's true. I don't have a lot of skills in my life. But my knowledge of rectal bleeding, pretty good.
I would call it above average.
3.0.
3.0. B plus. But I think that it was... I mean, that was useless to me. I don't want to go down the Raw thing by thing here, but, you know, the Nikki Brie Bella thing, I mean, at this
point... That was the worst thing.
At this point...
That was, like, the worst thing.
You know, I know. At this point, I was wishing Raw had died in the womb.
I actually didn't mind Raw that much, but I was like, that segment... Like, it's amazing to me. I know that they have these soap opera stuff.
Well, this is a total divas thing.
This is a total divas thing in the soap opera. They believe the soap operas draws ratings and all that shit.
Well, they're taping again, right?
But the thing is, it's
2.88. But
every time they after all these years, they still can't figure out how to properly use people's skill sets in situations like this. It has happened over and over and over. Anytime you ask total divas to actually act,
yes,
you're fucked. Get them to cut a minor promo, you're okay. You get them to have a little bit of wrestling, you can be all right if it's the right people.
Yeah.
If you want to have a crazy stalker person, like Mickey James or AJ now apparently, that can work. But if you want like crying and actual acting and one woman cutting a promo that still doesn't make sense why she's angry at her sister instead of
Stephanie. Yeah.
Like, anytime, and then this stuff just...
No, it does make sense.
Fucking awful.
It makes perfect
sense. They're not trained actresses.
Brie is married, mm-hmm. and Nikki is not.
Yeah.
Nikki is just...
Stephanie, though, not married. So,
yeah.
They're in the same boat.
No, but Nikki is fucking the biggest star of the last 10 years.
Poor girl.
I know. I mean, the guy's
And he bought her a car.
And the guy's got, like, a water slide in his backyard.
Yeah.
She's... That's why she's pissed.
Mm.
So you can tell. You can tell why she's pissed, right?
Because anybody who has a water slide in the backyard, you're saying it kind of reminds you of Michael Jackson?
Untrustworthy, yeah. Yeah, I would say, yeah.
And why else would you have it?
Pedophile, yeah.
That's right. I mean, what do you say to John Cena at the beach? Hey, get out of my sun.
Get out of my sun.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
That
is the John Cena pedophile joke of the week.
Actually, his new entrance music. Have you heard his new entrance music?
Week.
John Cena?
Week.
Don't let your son go down on me. That's his new thing.
And that's the other John Cena pedophile joke of the week. Feel free to send yours in.
Yes.
To Addy, A-D-D-I-E, at WeTalkWrestling.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or
tweet us.
Tweet us.
At WeTalkWrestling. Hashtag Cena's a pedophile.
And we'll read your tweets on the air. You can also comment on our Facebook, which is WeTalkWrestling on Facebook. Right?
Facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling?
That's it. It's WeTalkWrestling on Facebook.
Yes.
Or leave a comment, you know. We'll approve it. About John Cena being a pedophile.
Yes.
The point is, though, that we want your feedback on those John Cena as a pedophile jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let me down, folks.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Let's talk about Jack Swagger.
What?
Jack Swagger.
We already did.
A little bit.
Yeah, Super Swagger.
Super Swagger. Well, Swagger, I mean, he's taped up. He's selling the effects. Still unable to continue.
According to the referee, he didn't quit.
Exactly. But, I mean, he passed out through the pain. He's unable to continue. This coming SmackDown, still on Fridays for now, he powers out of the accolade. Only in a submission match.
Yeah.
Only now, because there's no disqualification, Bo Dallas clip him.
Yes.
And then he has to succumb to the accolade.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, they, as much as he's going to a feud with Bo Dallas,
yeah,
they're keeping him strong.
Yeah, it's actually, you know what, we expected him to go into this thing with Rusev and be, like, one and done, just destroyed. And then it got over, and we're like, man, they should run with this. And then they actually did. And then they were still considering, remember, in the house shows, they're having him get destroyed in, like, a minute early on.
Right.
And then he's still managing to be over and getting reactions. And they're still keeping him strong, because as soon as he was done with Rusev, it was kind of like, well, he's going to go back, and they're going to drop him out. And he's losing, but they're not dropping him out. There's a difference between losing and dropping out. And we're talking about the difference between a pathetic and sympathetic babyface. This last week, the week before, he was starting to become pathetic. This week, they managed to make him sympathetic.
He's back sympathetic again.
And that's fine. And I was complaining that he doesn't really get the psychology of babyface. He's learning. He's learning how to sell as a babyface. In fact, I mean, he's selling as a babyface better than, like,
most babyfaces.
Most of the baby. Yeah, I mean, pretty much everybody on the roster, right?
Yeah.
I mean, nobody really sells anymore. He's selling all the time. And because he's selling as a valiant babyface trying to fight through the pain and not giving up, the crowd will react to him. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's I'm actually surprised. I mean, I don't know where it's going to lead. But, Swagger's in a much better place than I expect him to be right now.
Yeah, I've been very much, I don't want to say happy with his booking, but I've been satisfied with the booking of him.
Pleasantly surprised
is the best way to put it.
Yeah.
Trying to think of what. Did anything else happen on Raw?
Heel dust.
Yeah.
It's funny because the week before we talked about how they might have something with Stardust.
Yeah.
How, like, the kids kind of are gravitating towards him, and so we're you can see a female demographic kind of liking him. But I mean, I like the heel. Like, something about the persona and the whatever. I mean, I think it could work as a heel team.
Yeah.
It's not going to last forever. They'll turn eventually. Should give us good matches. I mean, on SmackDown, you see before the heel turn when they beat the Wyatts, who are jobbers now.
Yes.
But when they beat the Wyatts, Dusty pulls off from the top rope, he pulls off a Hurricanrana.
Yeah.
It was really more of a head scissors it turned into. But still, he wasn't doing that fucking 20 years ago.
No, he did that cannonball dive on Raw, too.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, we're going to get good matches. Now we have a heel team.
Yeah.
And it's another feud for the Usos. And
it's great.
We talk about Bo Dallas versus Swagger. It's an undercard feud. Fuck, we've been talking about this forever.
Yeah.
Just... This is. I mean, when we're watching Monday Night War, they were talking about how they would have Kane versus Undertaker, and Austin versus
against the Hardys.
Yeah,
you know, all these feuds.
APA versus the New Age Outlaws. These are all undercard stuff, but they're all feuds,
yeah.
and it made them all seem like individual personalities.
I don't really remember an APA versus New Age Outlaws feud.
Me either, but that's what Big Show said.
I know,
but the point is though that these are all undercard feuds, and that's what made them personalities that you remember.
Yes.
So they're doing a better job with
this. And now they got the Wyatt jobbers against Henry and Show, right?
Sort of, yeah.
Seems
yeah,
like
I mean, right. I still don't know what's up with Rusev and Henry. I don't know if they know.
I think that's dropped. Yeah. You can have Sheamus and Cesaro.
Sheamus and Cesaro. Right? That's another one.
You got Miz and Ziggler.
Yeah, exactly. It's undercard feuds.
Yeah.
And they're actual feuds. You know, they're actually programs, which is, I say, a big improvement.
It's not the fucking Kofi Miz, let's have 75 matches just to have 75 matches.
Just to fill time.
Yeah.
There's actual storylines behind them.
Issues and stories and things are happening. Exactly.
Yeah, so I like the Dust. I think the Dust will be work just fine as a heel team. And eventually when they turn, I think they'll be an interesting heel act. Partially because the crowd doesn't know how to take them anyways, and also partially because the mannerisms are strange enough, right? Especially,
yeah,
I mean, Cody's
both,
strange enough.
You can go both ways.
Goldust can go both ways, and apparently so can Stardust.
Apparently Stardust can as well.
Go both ways.
Go both of the ways.
Yeah, both ways.
Both ways.
Which, you know what that will cause, though? Rectal bleeding.
Ah, yes. Both ways. Rectal bleeding.
So I've heard.
That's the other character, the other brother. Rectust.
Oh, Rectust.
Yeah, Rectust.
That makes sense. Rectal bleeding. And Jack Swagger, of course, his ribs actually is rectal bleeding. Because he was in the Accolade, which was taught to Rusev by the Iron Sheik.
Yes.
And you know what he does.
What?
He breaks their back and makes them humble. Oh. You know what he does? Fuck their ass.
He does, which causes rectal bleeding.
It does. It's full circle here.
It is.
Our logic is impeccable.
Impeccable. Zeb Coulter is
legitimately injured, hurt. Legitimately, is what they're saying. Not gone.
Not gone. So
we'll see.
I
love that he's not gone. Yeah.
When
he didn't come out again this last week, I was like, oh, he's fucked.
And Ryback apparently is taking some time off for injuries.
I kind of wonder if that's so he can come back, be repackaged in some way. I wonder if he's actually, injured, or they're just planning to repackage him and maybe turn him babyface.
Yeah, because he got one great reaction in his hometown.
Yeah, I kind of wonder.
Yeah.
They're that stupid.
But, I mean, I look at Rent Don't Buy then for Axel.
You look at what?
Rent Don't Buy.
Yeah. I mean, I think, yeah, I definitely agree there. I don't know. I don't see him on the roster if he's not with Ryback at this point for a long time.
I mean, he was on Main Event, I guess, with Adam Rose, wrestling Adam Rose, but I mean...
But are you going to tell Adam Rose his job you feel is safe? I mean, how much do you see him on Raw right now?
No, that's right. But he's also an opening card comedy dick.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
So we don't need him on Raw?
No. Don't need an opening card.
We don't know who's Reigns facing. I mean, you talk about this appears to be dropped with Henry.
Yeah.
And you got Reigns and Orton. And then is that dropped? Is that not dropped? And Reigns destroys, basically all the Wyatts and Kane and Rollins by himself on SmackDown. No problem. So, there's a difference between being kept strong and being... made so powerful that you don't get sympathy. Baby faces need some sympathy. And I think they're going to make that... They've made that mistake with Cena in the past. And they're going to be making that mistake, I believe, with Reigns. I mean... Ambrose is going to be off TV for a long time, though, it looks like. Until after the night after Night of Champions. He might show up at Night of Champions. But, I mean, he's not expected on at all. So, when is Night of Champions exactly? Do you know?
No. I was thinking that earlier today, actually. Is it on, like, the 20th? Let me look.
I don't know.
Let me look at this. Let me look at this fucking thing, huh?
We're through all your list of topics completely, aren't we?
No.
Okay.
Because
you're on the internet, and you're looking up how Monday Night Wars have two versions, a PG and a TV-14 version. Monday Night War, we watched the latest one. I missed a couple in between. I'll watch them because I was moving.
Well,
thanks for your help. And for the ALS challenge, you fuck.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Did WWE Magazine officially shut down today? They tweeted out that the WWE magazine has officially left the building. Now hit our music.
Which is what?
I don't know. It's just the old Shawn Michaels thing.
Yeah, but what's their music?
Shawn Michaels has left the building.
Yeah, but what's their music? Hey.
Goodbye. Which is an 80s song. The last time the WWE magazine, WWF magazine, was probably relevant.
I mean, I think it was successful during the Attitude Era, because everything was.
Yeah, the Raw magazine.
Yeah. Well, both. Because everything was.
Both.
Yeah.
Jesus.
What are you fucking doing?
I'm trying to get out of this thing so I can see if there's any Facebook questions.
Well, there isn't. We had our one fucking question.
Well, then there you go.
It was about, she was, I mean, god damn it, she was always a heel.
Fine. You want to talk about injuries?
She was just pretending to be sympathetic to Bayley so she could get close to her.
Well, that was a good point. Did you hear about the new NXT superstar?
No.
His name is Fergal.
Oh, yeah. Fraggle Rock?
Fergal.
Fergal Rock?
Fergal.
Fergal. This is Prince Devitt.
Yes, Prince Devitt.
So he won't keep that name.
What? Fergal?
Fergal.
What's his name?
But he won't be using that for long. Because his name is fucking Fergal.
Fergal.
I mean, when the guy named Mo can make fun of your name.
Yeah, I know.
You know, that's not a very good... So what do you think of this Monday Night War? What did you think of this Monday Night? I mean, this now we've seen a few episodes of this Monday Night War on the network.
Today, Junior.
What do you think of the show?
What's going to happen at the Monday Night War? I don't know. It's not what I thought it was going to be. I don't know how they can sustain it. We've had three shows. Okay. The first one was an overview leading up to.
Yes.
It was very special that I talked about.
A lot of bullshit, but entertaining.
It's revisionist history bullshit entertainment, yes. Yeah. But this was a show that you didn't get to watch, or you didn't, because they didn't archive it or whatever,
a month ago
or whatever. And I watched it and I liked it, and then this is other. Then the next one was on the New World Order.
Yes.
Okay, and it was basically, again...
That's the one I've missed.
Yeah, that's the one you missed. It talks about how huge drawing stars Hall and Nash were in WWF, and that they jumped.
And then everybody, again, which is, again, a revisionist history, but...
Yes. Lowest drawing champion because they were, until JBL comes along.
They're, you know, I mean...
But...
Yeah.
The thing was with...
They became big stars when they left, not... Before they left.
It was a good documentary on the NWO, if you're watching the NWO, but, I mean...
Which, they put out two DVDs
two
with those
of them already.
Yeah. Good documentaries on them.
And so, and this next one was about, I guess it was supposed to be about the Attitude Era, but, again, it was like a one-hour documentary about the Attitude Era with a little bit of Nitro thrown in.
Yeah.
And this isn't a Monday Night War to me. Like,
no.
To me, the thing is, like, okay, this is what they did, and this is what they did. I want to go back to 1995 and say, coming to you from the Mall of America, blah, blah, blah. They did that in the first one. This is the launch of the show. Then the next one, what I was expecting is, okay, this is the first time they've gone head-to-head.
Yes.
Do that now.
What was on
blah,
both
blah, blah,
shows,
right?
And compare them,
and
compare,
have,
talk about,
yeah.
This is what Nitro presented, this is what Raw presented, this is what the rating was, this was the good of this show, this was the good of this show, this was the mistakes, this is the patterns you could start to see that would lead to Nitro's success,
yeah.
And Raw's, and you know, just slowly build it up and compare week by week by week by week by
and
week.
And you don't even have to go that detailed about it if you want to do like...
A month at a time.
This was the month, exactly.
Yeah.
This is what they were building to their pay-per-view.
Yes.
Right?
Because
both had pay-per-views on every month at this
yeah.
point. This was what they were presenting. This is what they were building. Blah, blah, blah. But no, and now you're going, you've basically what you've fucking done is you've done the Monday Night War, you've done the NWO, or you've done the Attitude Era, you've done the NWO, and you've done what's leading up to it.
So
all you need to do is a simulcast, and you're fucking done.
Yeah, no, it's true. But the problem is this things like... The Attitude Era, trying to fit that in an hour and still talk a little WCW, doesn't do it any justice because it's all over the map. It's just a little bit here and a little bit there.
What they're talking about.
And they back and forth between stuff that happens in 2001 and stuff that happens in 1997.
Christian and shit.
And 99 like, and then back to 96. And then it's like all over the goddamn map. And it's hard to follow, actually. Yeah. And it's like... And because you start doing this, they start contradicting themselves.
Yes.
Like they're saying how, at the beginning of the show, how NWO is hip and cutting edge. Then they show the same characters half hour later going, aging but because roster. They're aging, because of their aging roster, they're losing draft. It's like, it's the same guys. You don't give me the context, the story of how they went from being this cutting edge, hip guys to being the aging roster. Like it's just...
Like, we know that it did start out as hip. And then then Piper come in, and with Savage and Piper, it became the old guys on top.
Yes.
And the young guys, the cruiserweights and some of the other younger guys really carrying the undercard. That's what it become.
Yeah.
But Hogan and them started off as hip. Then it grew within about 6 months and continued for the next year to basically being the hip replacement.
Yes, and they kind of, the hip replacement and the groove, yeah, exactly. You kind of almost get them talk about that, but they don't. So it's just, it's all over the place. And it's not, because you're not, you know, and you're going to repeat these same things you've told us now.
Yeah.
You're going to repeat them again in a different show. Even though you're going to be talking about just DX or just Steve Austin in that era and repeat the same stuff said about him on this show. And. Like I said, I think you would have been better off, I think you're right, taking about a month at a time and going through the different pay-per-views and what was going on the show and talk about the actual war that's happening. Because when you're just talking about the Attitude Era, you're not talking about a war. It doesn't feel like a war when you're making it seem like watching one side's wildly successful and doing everything right, and the other guys are a bunch of dumb fucks, which is basically what they said.
Yeah, and it's like, they show the numbers, and it's like 4-2 to 4-5, right?
Yeah, and it's like, if you're you're kicking ass, you're doing great ratings. But the other guy's ratings aren't in the toilet yet, so they're probably not that bad yet. So why are you telling us?
The other guy's ratings are higher than yours now.
Yes. Exactly. I mean...
But the thing that I look at is if you're doing it this way, and this is a different way to go.
We waited for this thing forever. This show was a huge selling point for me.
And this was not what I thought it was going to be when it was presented.
It's not bad, because they do
the
good
commercials,
good job.
And they do some of it, they show...
There's interesting quotes and whatever.
They have the screen where they show both shows and their rating underneath.
Yes.
And, and even a time.
Yes.
Shows there. And that was what was in that, when we watched the launch press conference and the commercial, there. That's what they made it seem it was going to be. So that's where I thought, okay, they are going to go a month by month or an era by era sort of thing. But now what they've done is... we talked. There's two NWO DVDs already.
Yeah.
So now we have a third documentary.
Yeah.
They have an Attitude Era DVD.
Yes.
Now they have another documentary.
Yeah.
They're going to do Austin versus McMahon.
Yes.
We have that already. Right? Yeah. I mean, the only... DX, we've got 17 of them already.
Yes.
The only good that's going to come out of this is that there will be, hopefully, some focus. Maybe there'll be the Canada versus U.S., storyline episode.
Well, right? You brought up one of the things that's interesting is when do they do a show and how do they handle the Radicals?
The Radicals.
Because that was a massive thing in this whole war. It was a turning point. It was another...
It wasn't the WCW's mid-card.
No, I wouldn't say a turning point in the war because WWF at the time was already ahead. But it was one of the final shots fired.
It pretty much was the
biggest final shot. This is the shot that took out the guts of the company, right?
Yeah.
And so you can't not have it, and yet how do they do it or do they do it? And but again, it's you're sitting there at one point and they're talking about how they start off this one in this Attitude one talking about how WCW is the hipper brand. Then they go over and you go from that to talking about how WWE has become the more edgy product and how that's successful for them.
But how it's revolutionary.
They talk about for the next half hour about how everything they're doing is great and how they're kicking their ass. And then they finally go, and so finally when Austin faces McMahon after almost 2 years, they win the ratings for the first time. And it's like, wait, you just spent the last half hour telling us about how you're constantly, every week, destroying them. And then you said that you finally beat them in the ratings after 2 years. It doesn't add up.
Yeah.
Like, you can't.
No, and
it's too disjointed.
As they said, it was way jumpy. They go to hardcore. They talk about ECW even in it.
Yeah, all of a sudden they're ECW, but between that, they talk about WCW's hardcore belt not working. And
yet ECW was there. They admit that.
But ECW has worked, and that's where they got some of the ideas
all
from.
All the ideas, and they admit that that's where they got it from, and blah, blah, blah. And it's just, it's weird. It's a good show.
It's like, entertaining.
They're all great standalone programs.
It is entertaining.
This isn't a series.
No, it's not a series. It's not what it could be. It's kind of missing the point. Is it entertaining? Yeah. Is there some interesting new things said or some people that you don't expect to see who come on camera? Sure.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I didn't expect to see Larry Zbysko.
Well, I was going to say Zbysko. Yeah. You know, they had, I mean, Dr. Harvey Schiller talking about how they showed the fucking stunt that fucking Human Torch match again.
But they didn't talk about it. And in fact, he put it over.
Harvey Schiller.
Everybody
put
over. Yeah, they came. I would tell them what stunts we could do on TV, and they'd come to us. And of course, this would make for great. It would look great on the camera.
New story. New Ted Turner story.
Jesus.
You're beating me, right, Ted? You're beating me, Vince.
Yeah.
Because you're showing more of the tits.
Yeah. As Vince is like, well, it's because we have the better show. It's not because you have a better show. It's because you have better tits.
Yeah, so you're showing more of the tit.
We're showing more tit.
Yeah.
Not because we had a better product.
Yeah.
And Vince is, I'm just like, what?
It's really, yeah. And then, and, you know, it's just.
So, anyways, was there something on the website there? There's some, like, countdown list or something like that you were looking up there? Was there?
Yeah. We're going to do a countdown list. I thought we'd finish this Monday Night War thing. Because I want to go through, what do we think? We talked about the Radicals jump.
Fucking, your stuff is falling on me.
Yeah, I know. Fucking stop it. what other chapter should we have? We said, I think they should do the Canada versus U.S. storyline.
Absolutely.
Because it'll culminate in, but again, that's going to culminate in the screw job, which we've got 17 DVDs on.
Yeah.
You know? But if they just focus in on the week-to-week, maybe not the week-to-week, but again,
the month-to-month,
the whole story, you know, after the anti-hero and Brett getting screwed at the Royal Rumble and then frustrated isn't the goddamn word for it, this is bullshit, and after that cage match on the go-home show, and then go from there, but then you people, you don't care about me, well, the truth is, I don't care about you. That one, and then...
Sure.
But
concentrate on that they're doing this, and at the time, everybody's talking about how great it is.
Yeah.
But they still that angle is great, and there's a couple things that are great, and things that are boiling over. But they still haven't fully put together the mid card. They still have the Henry Godwins and the whatever.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, as a general rule, you have a better product than the WCW at the time.
Yeah.
But WCW has more momentum. And the more star power,
yes.
you're building the new stars, and so there, and that's the storyline there. So concentrate on the Canada US thing, how it was working for the fan base, but your fan base wasn't big enough yet.
Yeah,
and how it lays the groundwork for a lot of other shit.
For
and then,
both, yeah,
yeah, and then like I say, 98. I mean, just the idea we're not going to go month to month in 98 is a real shame because 98 was the year where like 97 Raw was generally the, like 96, no question, 96. Yeah. Nitro was a way better product.
We did a Monday Night War Attitude Era. We just watched the show of the Attitude Era and WWF finally beating WCW in the ratings show on the Monday Night War without talking about Mike Tyson.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Like, that in itself tells me, again, it's not a series.
No, God, no.
It's
God,
just, no. Yeah.
Yeah, but 96, Nitro was much better than Raw. 97, Raw was better than Nitro. 98 was the year where it was back and forth. Equal. 1 week, it was 50-50. 1 week, the best of five series between Booker T and Benoit would be so great that show would be better. And the next week, you'd have Raw would be better, and it was back and forth. But Raw was better in the ratings, but the shows both were doing well, and both were making money. 99, WCW falls off the cliff. And
I
so the
think
the
some, fact of had, some of 97 was... was pretty damn good in WCW, too.
Oh, it was.
Raven, Benoit, DDP.
Yeah. It was good, too.
Cruiserweights with Jericho Malenko.
Absolutely. I'm saying WWF was a little better, but...
Yeah.
Not like 96, Nitro was much better than Raw. 97, Raw was a little better than Nitro. Yeah. 98, it was about even. And 99, it was a slaughter, right? And 2000. And so if you were giving me the month-to-month of that, five-year journey, seeing that up and down roller coaster ride would be far more interesting with
it. Exactly, because they're going to focus on, like, Goldberg.
Yeah.
You do a show on Goldberg, I'm sure.
They're going to do a show on Foley. They're going to do a show on just the Brothers of Destruction.
Yeah, The Rock. It's just, you know.
Yeah, they'll do a show on Sting. On
the Cruiserweights.
Yeah.
Well, they should do the Sting-Hogan feud. Sure. They should do, just like they'll do Austin McMahon.
Yeah. And a show on the Cruiserweights will be great because we never would get that otherwise, probably.
Well, yeah, but you're going to then pack in it all in and talk about, you know.
They'll probably show how WWF did their lightweight and tried to rip it off, but it never worked.
Yeah, I would do one with Flair and Bischoff.
Yeah.
That story.
Yeah. The real life story behind the scenes.
I can think of, maybe 15.
I'm sure we could come
up with... And they're throwing three a week out.
Yeah, seems like it. No, I could come up with probably more than 15. But the point is, at some point, at least 50% of episode 16 is going to be covered in episode 4.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you'll have 50% new content. But
I don't know. It's.
But, I mean, if you could have done a whole show just on Scott Hall. You know who I am, but you don't know why I'm here.
But
you don't have to. And what was going on in WWF at the time when he showed up, and how they did it, and their reaction.
Yeah, that's the NWO show. That's not the whole show, but it's.
But you could have though.
It's probably the first half. They did.
Yeah,
they did.
Okay.
The NWO one kind of ends at.
But if you did that and then followed up the next week was the follow ups and the follow up and the Nash and whatever.
Yeah.
And how about How about showing how Eric Bischoff becomes the heel company leader before McMahon? Because they did do it.
I did. You need to see the NWO one. And then we'll talk about it next week. Because the NWO one is better.
Now that I've stopped moving, because you helped so much.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you're welcome. You're welcome. My back still hurts. Back still hurts from getting you those boxes. But I...
Those boxes that I grabbed from your garage?
Yeah.
Because you weren't even here to get them to me?
Yeah. I give you the code, though. To get in. So you're welcome.
I hate you.
But I love it. But I did the...
I'll be moving again in 6 months when my new place is ready and I'm moving out of my parents' couch where I'm currently sleeping. So I'll be looking forward to all the help you'll give me then.
Mm-hmm. I think I have a meeting that day. But no, the NWO one does go from... The WWF part, it kind of tailbacks on how older stars were jumping to WCW, but now Hall and Nash were able to jump. Nash gets to tell some of his stories. They do the whole, you know who I am, you don't know why I'm here. They throw the lawn dart. Hogan joins the NWO. The Giant joins the NWO.
I want a show just on Kobu Hall and the Giant falling off the top of the building.
Because that is a Monday Night War.
Yes.
That is early Monday Night War.
Yeah.
The Dungeon of Doom.
Yeah.
That's not hot.
Yes.
But yes, that...
At the time, they're even in the ratings again.
Yeah, with ratings less than what they're getting now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like 2-1.
It's like both of them were 2-1s and 2-1 versus 2-3.
Yeah.
1-9s. And but they were head-to-head and...
But, a couple notes. Mick Foley hurt himself.
Well, I wonder how.
Yeah, I don't know. But he got sent some minor back surgery. Mm-hmm. But more, and so we wish him a speedy recovery. Had to cancel his show in Denver.
Yeah.
Stand-up.
The only reason we wish him a speedy recovery is because we're supposed to see him on a show here
in about 3 weeks.
And so if he's not healthy, we'll miss our show.
Yeah.
So I don't really care about his health.
No.
No, but I do really want to see him since I bought the tickets.
Yes, that's true.
You owe me for that, by the way.
What?
Look, after what I spent on your wedding, I dropped three bills on your wedding. You know how many nights with your mother I get for that? Hmm? 317, because she has this weird price.
Whose bill?
There was Billy.
Oh, yes.
He was one of your groomsmen.
Badass Billy. Also, we wish a speedy recovery.
He was the one who gave the good speech.
Yes. More serious situation is Jake Roberts.
Oh, I hadn't heard this.
Oh, Jake Roberts collapsed in Las Vegas. Yeah. Which is, I know. Jake Roberts collapsed in Las Vegas. Write your own punchline here. But I guess he's in intensive care. When he said, what am I doing looking up on the motherfucking internet, it was looking up shit about Jake Roberts, who luckily did not show up and ruin my wedding. He's in
intensive care. Say it right.
Hmm? Jake Roberts ruined my wedding. DDP has been saying that, I guess he's got double pneumonia, Jake Roberts. Complained a few days ago, he felt terrible, he wanted to make it for, it's Kizarni's birthday show, Friday in Las Vegas. He passed out on the plane and was rushed to ambulance to the hospital. He's been in and out of consciousness. And when he woke up, he asked what had happened and what he was doing there. So, they're undergoing a number of tests, including one where they found an unidentified mass in his head.
Oh, my God.
Those are his drugs. No.
No, unidentified. I mean, the guy's already... what was his cancer? Where was it that he...
I thought it was, like, down...
In his knee or something.
Yeah, right? Knee cancer.
Yeah. So, hopefully all is well. The thing about double pneumonia is, a lot of people don't know this, but it's quite serious. It's known to cause rectal bleeding.
Yes. Rectal bleeding. That's and
side effect. Dangerous.
Dangerous. Dangerous. Dangerous. But speedy recovery to DDP, 59 years old. So
DDP?
Got in the Hall of Fame.
DDP's older than that.
Oh, sorry. The DDT is what I was thinking. Jake the Snake Roberts.
Yeah, to Jake Roberts. And, hope he is well.
Yes, that's true. DDP is actually 159, I believe.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's kind of, that's pretty brutal, so.
But, you know, 1997, PWI, Feud of the Year.
Yes, Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah. He'll never let you forget. Okay, so what are you looking up on the website here?
This apparently was Wrestling Most Dangerous Outlaws.
Okay, so this is this Bull Dempsey?
That's Bull Dempsey.
Go up for a second. I need to see...
Bull Dempsey?
Yeah, I need to see that picture of Bull Dempsey, who's, of course, NXT superstar. Because he does not look nearly that muscled or dangerous.
No.
Like, he looks more like Bray Wyatt looked when he was Husky Harris.
Yes.
You know, so, build-wise. So what is this?
Yeah, well, here he is right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So someone put Bull Dempsey's head on somebody else's body, essentially.
It really does look like...
I'm sure that's what it is.
Did he compete in strongman competitions or something? Or, have you ever Googled the motherfucker?
No.
Well, why the fuck not? We obviously need to know right now. What is his background? What's the matter with you? Aren't you a sports entertainment journalist?
I am a sports entertainment journalist. Okay, let's look up Bull.
That was one of the things on the... not Bull and Finch.
No.
That was one of the things on the... they had... Bill Apner of the PWI, Pro Wrestling Illustrated, talking during this Monday Night War, and it showed on there in the bottom. Sports entertainment journalist.
Okay, Bull Dempsey's wiki is in French.
Well, if you look up the wrong one, yes. Pro Wrestling Wikia?
Sure.
All right. He's
James Smith.
Uh-huh. Or Bull Dempsey. That's his picture of him. That also looks like his Photoshop on somebody else's head.
Yeah, I know. He changed it to Afa.
Okay.
His original name was Baby Huey.
Oh, fuck. But what was he before he was a wrestler?
I don't know.
Well, go to his Wikipedia.
Shut up. Oh, he was in total nonstop action.
What?
He competed in a dark match.
Uh-huh. Showed too much talent. They didn't want him.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how it usually works with them.
He hasn't been in WWE. Oh, it's
2 minutes and 20 seconds is how long he's been in WWE. Apparently.
He wants to Yoshi Tatsu.
Yeah. There you go.
His nickname is the Wrecking Ball, Bull Dempsey. Mm.
I thought it was that guy over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So go to his Wikipedia.
I'm just going to go to his Wikipedia.
Type in Bull Dempsey Wikipedia.
That's what I'm about to do.
All right. Good.
You cock.
Yeah. What about my... What? Who? WWE NXT Wikipedia. Well, go ahead. I'll go on that one since that one's that other one's in French. Why the fuck isn't it in
Who
English?
Is Bull Dempsey and why should I give a crap?
Oh, okay. You want to click on that. Jack Dempsey. Boxing Encyclopedia. No, that's not it.
Wrestling Database Bull Dempsey.
That's not going to have anything.
Why not?
Because it won't. Look at it. It's got nothing. Is that a picture of him as Baby Huey?
Yes, it is.
That's fucking awesome. In fact, that may be our show picture.
I can't get the picture, though.
Oh, that sucks. Open a new tab.
That's what I'm doing.
Excellent. No, that didn't work. Stupid. Open image in new tab is what you need to do.
What?
Save picture as print picture. Go to my...
Set as background.
There you go. We talk wrestling. Are you saving it? Baby.
Dewey.
Dewey. Dewey. Dewey.
Not Dewey. That's Bill Apter.
So anyways, what was he before? See, I told you that wouldn't show anything.
Oh, he lost to Coco Beware.
Wow.
Anyway, the short answer is who gives a fuck?
So anyways, he used to act, according to my research, of that picture on WWE.com.
That you're making up?
He used to compete in strongman competitions and was a 4-time world champion.
Right. Super heavyweight. In the 106 kilogram division.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, let's go to see who is, who. What is it? It's his fucking what? Most Dangerous Outlaws.
Okay.
The first one is Taz.
Oh, is it? I thought it was Bull Dempsey. Oh, you mean this is written by Bull Dempsey?
No, Dempsey's- it's written by Bobby Malak.
But it's from an interview by Bull Dempsey or something?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, so Taz.
Taz.
So that's okay.
Stupid. I think there's five.
Well, no, he was presented well as one
in ECW.
ECW.
Matt Bourne.
What? Come on now. Come on. Dangerous Matt Bourne?
Yeah.
A guy who ends up being Doink is most famous
for being Doink. Actually, though, the Rat Pack, he was presented very well with DiBiase and Duggan.
Sure, but he's still Matt Bourne.
Doink?
Mm-hmm. He's still Matt Bourne.
He was in WrestleMania 1.
Mm-hmm. He lost.
To Ricky Steamboat.
Mm-hmm.
Who else we got here?
Stone
Cold Steve Austin.
So this is not...
This is stupid.
This is fucking awful.
Terry Funk. Nice picture.
That is a good picture, actually.
What is he fucking double clotheslining there? It's like... looks like... Oh, I bet you it's... I bet you that's Brian Christopher and Scott Taylor.
Yeah, I think that's who it is.
When they were too hot.
Too hot. Yeah.
Or no, sorry, too much.
Too much, that's what I said. Too much.
Dick Murdoch.
Yeah, oh, okay, that's a good one. Dick Murdoch.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, in that one, you know what he's doing, causing rectal bleeding.
In that picture.
So, that's pretty dangerous.
Which is weird, because...
So, is there an actual list that we want to go to? Because
that's what I thought that was.
That was shit.
And that was shit.
It was, I mean, it's done.
Yeah.
Oh, it was shit. Do we have any more Twitter questions? I told you no. Anything? Nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody likes us this week.
Davey.
Oh, okay. I haven't heard from him in a fucking forever.
I know.
Well, thanks for still listening, Davey.
Yes. You are a man, I don't know.
Five shocking championship predictions?
No. We're not watching that.
Oh, we have to watch it?
Or whatever. We're not looking at it, viewing it, see it at all. An oral history of the Shockmaster. No.
Oh, come on.
There's Fergal Devitt.
Fergal Devitt.
A video blog.
No, thank you.
Fergal Devitt. No. Okay. Davey.
Longest reigning tag team champions. Click on that sucker. On the left.
You got it. Davey.
Yeah.
Wants to know
mm-hmm.
if we could take two mid-card wrestlers and put them together as a tag team, who would they be and why?
Oh, fuck.
Speaking of which, wrestled on SmackDown, ironically in the dark match, was Kofi and Big E, managed by Xavier Woods.
I know.
And they are on the house show loop again.
Yeah, but it's faces, though.
Yeah, it's faces. Well, you know what? That makes sense to me. Because I think the whole point of this is they're scared of the heat a black militant group is going to get.
Yeah, well, you're a PG show.
Well, they're...
Unless John Cena beats Brock Lesnar's ass.
Yes.
Which is definitely an X rating.
Well, they... You know, like, we watched that Hell in a Cell match with Shawn Michaels. It was in black and white.
Because we watched the PG version, not the...
And the PG version, this, is going to be in black and white as well because of the rectal bleeding.
Yeah. That's true. That's true. Plus, somebody's going to have to clean that mat up afterwards, the ring.
Oh, yeah.
Don't pay me enough.
No. It's like a Gangrel in the bloodbath.
Yeah. Except for grosser.
Grosser.
Gangrel's blood barely had any brown in it.
Yeah. A little bit.
All right, so what's this?
Two mid-card tag teams.
Oh, mid-card. Oh, okay, because this has worked many times when I saw Miz and Morrison together. And,
yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, obviously, I mean, New Age Outlaws, a couple of mid-card guys. So.
Well, no, New Age Outlaws were fucking opening card. Yeah, they were, Slater and Gators.
Yeah, yeah, which I like, by the way.
Yes.
You know what? I will give it to you if you can do me a favor first. Can you go on the WWE roster website? Because I can't think of anybody. I don't know who's being released now. Give me their superstars.
Superstars.
Yeah, open it up. You could open it in a new tag so you didn't have to lose that.
Yeah, whatever. But, we can hit back.
What?
We can hit the back button.
Ooh.
Okay, so we don't care about Brock Lesnar.
Sick freak.
None of these guys here.
No, right? No. Go down.
On who? No, it's a scrolly thing. You gotta watch. You gotta go this way.
No, you can't.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, they don't have that.
Okay,
anymore.
Well, that's... You mean, like, showing them all at once? They don't have
that
anymore?
Yeah, they don't have that anymore.
That's fucking stupid.
I know.
Boy, I'm not seeing anybody yet that I... Well, I'm thinking looks like a good, they're still listing Christian as being active, huh?
Yeah, weird.
Yeah, so that's not true.
No.
Yeah. Darren Young and David Otunga.
They're gonna, yeah.
I like it.
All right.
Darren Young and David Otunga is my pick so far.
Okay, so far I like Diego and Fernando together.
What about Hornswoggle and Torito?
No, never work.
Never work?
Never work.
Yeah? Yeah, Hunico.
Hunico still
and
there.
Sin Cara.
Oh, we haven't got to Sin Cara yet.
I'm sure he'll be there, though. So,
who's this John Cena guy?
I don't know. Kofi Kingston, Lillian Garcia, Michael Cole.
You know, I would actually keep... I would put...
Mr. McMahon's on there.
Mr. McMahon and John Cena.
Mm-hmm.
That's my mid-card tag team.
Mm-hmm.
I would do, so far... Rey Mysterio's there.
Yeah.
Santino
Marella is there.
Still there.
Retired hey, Santino Marella.
It's my buddy, it's my pal, Scott Stanford.
Oh, it is.
Sin Cara.
I told
you.
So,
Tidius O'Neil, Tyson Kidd. See, Zack Ryder is still there.
Well, yeah, but he actually is still there. So, what was it I said? Darren Young and David Otunga?
You said Young and Otunga.
Yeah.
I will go...
Young Otunga.
Young Otunga.
Young Otunga.
Young Otunga. Young Otunga. Young Otunga. Young Otunga.
That's my...
That's your entrance music. Young Otunga. Young Otunga. Young Otunga. Young Otunga. Young Otunga.
Young Otunga. And then you can turn it into a I Banged Your Mom song.
And, yeah. Banged your mother. 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 But you know what I think they should have? Young Otunga. Young Otunga. And Jason Albert could be their... manager.
Okay.
Because he's the A-Train.
Mm-hmm.
Young Otunga, Young Otunga, Young Otunga, Young Otunga.
Well, actually, shouldn't it be Ric Flair then?
Woo. Maybe. Or no, it's Zack Ryder.
Woo-woo-woo! You know it. We got it. It's not a tag team. You're welcome, Davey. We've created a new stable for you.
We have now got the new Fabulous Freebirds.
We have upped you.
Yes.
There you go.
And I would go with...
Who cares?
I would go with, I don't remember.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. You know, the thing is with that,
R-Truth and Sheamus.
There are very few people on there that
call really, them R-Truth and Sheamus like could be Ebony and Ivory.
Ebony and Ivory. I put Kid and Gabriel again. Like, bring them up. They're kind of starting in NXT, right? That to me again, put them back together, keep them back together, and bring those guys goes up. That's
yeah.
That's what I do.
I mean, yeah. Basically, everybody but John Cena and Brock Lesnar is a mid-carder. So
yeah.
All right, so here we go. Longest reigning tag team champions.
Langston.
So we'll see. What is this, like the five longest? Four longest?
I don't know.
A tag team champions? Unified champions? What's the...
Page 1 of 11, so probably the 10.
The 10.
Probably the 10.
I'm trying to think of who had a long reign. Demolition had one long reign.
Dun, 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 dun. how long... Did no, they didn't. No, they didn't. See, it's hard because when you get into when you get into Crash TV, and especially with the tag titles, those things were flippity flopping all over.
I mean, that's why the New Age Outlaws.
Well,
were,
I mean,
the Dudley Boys have now been 47,000 time tag team champions.
London and Kendrick.
Yeah, they had a long reign.
Had that long reign.
I don't count it though because they defended the title on the 7 years that they had the title, the titles, they defended it three times.
Well, yeah.
Once on pay-per-view. Like,
I'm just...
No, but yeah, they had a long reign. That's true. But yeah, I mean, I can't think of, like even when I go back to the Hart Foundation or
here you go.
You know, Bulldogs or anything like that, I don't think they were that long.
Okay, well, and you know what, further to our point, here's what they were saying. The six of the last seven WWF Tag Team Champions have held the title for more than 100 days. Okay. Which is a staggering feat considering the fact that Edge and Christian have held the Tag Team title for 207 days across all seven reigns.
Yeah.
So that goes with what I was saying.
Exactly what you're saying. So exactly.
And same. So let's see.
Well, it has the 50 greatest tag teams in WWE history.
We did that one already, though.
What?
Yeah. We did that.
On this show?
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
You sure?
We could do it again. Actually, I don't remember any of it. Let's just go to the... Let's see the reigns.
Yeah,
here.
Let's look at the reigns, because I don't know. It's had 15 oddest tag champions or something.
Jericho.
140 days. And I do remember the whole point of this was try and give the belts a little love and create them as being important. So I knew they had a good long reign.
Yeah.
But, okay, 140 days.
Still both titles back then, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they created the new ones for the Hart Dynasty.
That's right. How long do they have it?
I don't know. Maybe they're next.
It could be, yeah. It could be. So, M&M, 145 days.
Okay.
Is that combined, or... They had it that long?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, M&M. John Morrison, one of the American wrestlers on this new... That AAA type show.
Yes, yes.
Del Rey ran work.
The Del Rey.
So, Julie Hart will be watching.
Yes. Morrison. Air Boom.
Really?
146 days.
Really?
Wow.
Huh.
I forgot Air Boom existed. And
I remember they existed.
Did he get busted for pot and that was it?
I thought it was an injury, but either way, who knows? I remember them as a team. I don't remember them as champions.
Outside issues saw to it that the team imploded before their time.
Oh.
So far.
Yeah. The worst thing you can do.
Yeah, the worst thing ever.
According to Josh Gordon.
Yeah. Well, tied with the Hart Dynasty.
Okay, see, I remember them having a good reign. Yeah. So what about so things like the Wild Samoans and shit like that? I guess even back then the tag titles flipped all the time, didn't they?
You gotta be.
And does it even count, though? This is obviously modern era. This looks like it's since the titles were unified.
No, because... Well, maybe, yeah, before the titles were unified. That could be, yeah.
Yeah.
The Shield, okay.
Shield, yeah. Reigns, I knew they had a good reign.
148 days. So they're all pretty close here.
Well, M&M actually wasn't unified.
It's true. So. Usos, 174 and counting.
Okay.
Okay, that's number five. So we still got four significant reigns.
Well, London and Kendrick's, like we say. Team Hell No, 245
Team
days.
Gosh darned heck no, 245.
Was it that? I knew it was a good reign.
Oh, yeah, they had it for a long time.
Yeah, that's right. I guess they did. Because like we thought they would lose them to Sandow and Goldust,
and Cody. Rhodes. Yeah,
Cody. And for instance, and they never did, yeah. Man, Cody really has spent his entire career almost all completely as a tag wrestler.
Yeah.
Now that I'm in, now you think about it, he was in that. He was in Road Scholars. He was
in Legacy.
Yeah, he was in with...
He came in with Bob Holly.
Bob Holly, yeah.
He's a tag guy, yeah. Yeah,
this now.
He was a little bit dashing. And that was it.
Yeah, a little dashing. And he had the
mask thing for a while.
Yeah, he had the thing with Big Show with the U.S. or Intercontinental. But
yeah,
I'd say got to be 75% of his career has got to be as a tag team guy.
Yeah, 75%, 80%.
I didn't even realize he was more of a tag guy than a singles guy. So there we go, Biz and Morrison.
There's your Jizz and Morrison, and I mean, and again, when you look at Morrison,
that's two times on there,
twice on this list, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
The Colons.
What?
280 days.
Which leaves Kendricks in London.
Yeah, gotta be.
So it's gotta, I think it's gotta be since they added both belts. Or maybe it was before they were the WWE World Champions this is the tag champs.
This one's unified,
I don't know.
Too. This one's unified.
Even all the way back then?
I guess. Well, look at them. They got the two defeated then reigning tag champs, Curt Hawkins and Zack Ryder.
Huh, no shit. Huh.
But,
all right, then.
And they became the first duo to unify the championships when they defeated Miz and Morrison at WrestleMania 25. So okay. they did it, so.
All right. I don't really know, though. I mean, because how long did Strikeforce have the title?
Yeah, so here's your London and Kendricks. How long did Strikeforce have the title? Strikeforce won it not long. They didn't have it long at all. Because they did it in the fall is when they... it would either be sort of like November, December.
How about Demolition?
Well, Demolition won it at... Demolition won it at WrestleMania 4.
Yeah.
And they did not lose it. Did they have it for 2 years? They didn't
long time, anyways.
Lose it. They didn't lose it until the Brainbusters.
That's right.
Which I believe was May of 89. So they held it for over a year. A year, 2 months. 14 months.
Yeah. So things like that, obviously. So I don't really know when this counts.
No.
I mean, we're talking about WWE Tag Champions. Was it just the World Champions back then? What's the... I don't know. And maybe if we bother to read the article, but we won't.
No.
But there was, because there was something, if you go back to that first page there, I thought I saw something about 15 oddest tag combinations or something.
Yeah.
And I'm curious about that, because Jericho is an odd kind of combination, but not even close to the oddest.
No, that's true.
You know. Tag teams we want to return.
Oh, just so we're all saying, this was strictly concerns with the WWE tag titles, not the World Tag Team Champions, which were retired on August 16th, 2010. For the record, Demolition held those championships for the longest stretch, running hot for an impressive 478 days. So there you go.
There you go. Okay, so that one on the bottom right.
I see this one here. This
15 oddest tag champs ever. How about Michaels and Cena? That was odd. Rock and Sock? Rock and Sock. Were they ever tag champs? They must have been.
Rock? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There they are.
That's an odd one.
What about Rock and Cena? Oh, they didn't win the tag titles, though.
No, they didn't win the tag titles, no.
Shawn and Cena won the tag titles?
Didn't they?
Maybe.
Actually, is it tag champions or just tag teams? Yeah, it is tag champions.
Tag champs.
I thought they had the titles for a couple weeks, and then when he lost it, that's when he finally super kicked him.
Oh, could be.
Leading into the Mania match. Isn't that how it went?
Yeah, probably.
Who cares? More importantly, will your internet load?
What? The dial-up is gone.
Oh.
CM Punk and Kofi Kingston.
There's nothing odd about that team.
No, they're really good friends.
They're really good friends, and they're both lower mid-card acts who are just debuted. There are young guys
here
on the way up. Yeah, no kidding, eh? But, yeah, I can't see a single odd thing about that.
No.
Odd because of where the careers went, but
yes.
Nothing odd at the time. William Regal and Tajiri, okay.
Again, nothing really odd to me about that either.
A little weird. It was
Tajiri
a little weird.
Tajiri was his fucking assistant when
That's
he was
true.
A commissioner.
That's true.
They were around together. In WWF, they're linked together.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I mean, it was a long time since he, that they won the tag titles.
Yeah.
Like, they did that whole thing in, like, 2001.
Yeah.
And they didn't win the tag titles until, like, what, 03, 04, something like that?
Okay.
So.
Well, I just, you know what, just as two people that seem to have personalities that you don't think of, like, at least I think I know Kingston and Punk in real life are best buddies.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so. Regal and Tajiri had nothing in common, but they were linked together long before they won the tag titles.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
So, again, this list is stupid.
So far.
Hogan and Edge.
No, there's nothing.
No.
No. That had a total storyline behind it. It made a lot of sense.
Edge was sitting in the crowd at WrestleMania 6 watching Hulk Hogan.
That was his hero, and he had a chance to team up with him. And
yeah, this is dumb.
Yeah, this is the shit so far.
Santino Morello and Vladimir Kozlov.
All right, that's odd.
Okay. That's your first odd one. It's retarded, but it's your first odd one.
Yeah, yeah, that's one.
I'll give you for being odd. I won't give you for needing to be on this list, however.
No, no. Well, at this point, this list doesn't need to. The two-man power trip. No, that totally made sense. It made sense in what they were doing.
Yes.
The only thing that didn't make sense about it was at the time, I mean, Stone Cold had, you know, he was the champ and everything like that. And he was teaming up with he was supposed to be the heel. And Triple H was supposed to be the baby face that they were raised against him. And then decided he wanted to be a heel too. And then Triple H being on the booking committee and relationship with the daughter made sure that it was presented that he was a much bigger star than Steve Austin.
Yes.
Which, of course, he's like one-fifth the star of Steve Austin.
Yes.
Because he's a, what was he called him?
Small penis?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. He has a small penis.
He has a small penis. And he's a fuck.
Yes. Yeah. So, number 10. Jericho and Show Miz.
All right.
That's fine.
Yeah, I guess. Whatever.
Yeah, I don't really like this list
anymore. No.
John Cena and various foes.
Well, that just... Holy shit. Hey, guys, obviously we've run out of ideas with John Cena because we've done this so many fucking times.
Our booking team sucks.
We don't have one new idea because...
He was tag team champions with Batista.
Yep. For only 1 week.
Yeah, before that they clashed at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
He also won the titles with David Otunga with the Nexus thing. He was with The Miz. Shawn Michaels.
He was with The Miz? Shawn Michaels, I remember.
Apparently.
Holy shit. So, yeah. We have fucking three ideas and we keep on using them. Hey. 2.88.
Partners who don't like each other. Kane and Daniel Bryan. Okay, yeah, Team Hell No is number 8.
We were kind of waiting for them to show up, obviously. I mean, Rock and Sock's got to be way up there. Again, at least there was a looser storyline that The Rock was a guy who... It's not like you just... Like, to me, the ones that are really weird are the ones where they were thrown together and there wasn't the reason for it. And it's like Rock and Sock had a storyline of The Rock wanted to be like this guy and idolize him, wanted to be cool like him and be the friend of the popular kid in school and all this stuff. So there's a storyline. It's the ones where all of a sudden these two guys are just teamed up and win the titles for no reason.
That's right. Speaking of Vince Russo.
Yeah.
The Rock and Undertaker.
Yeah.
The two didn't remain champions too long and eventually lost the titles to Edge and Christian less than a week after winning them.
Yeah. There you go.
So that's why nobody gives a fuck.
Exactly. But you guys remember. Good for
next?
You.
Who's next?
Who's next? Well, Goldberg's not. Did Goldberg ever win the tag titles?
Gold Dust?
Goldberg and Gold Dust.
The Colossal Connection.
Actually, Gold Dust and Booker T could be on here.
Yeah, Black Gold. The Colossal Connection.
That was okay.
Is this them, like, colliding?
Yeah. Yeah, that's like the post-match after the breakup.
I guess. Well, here, what does it say?
Mania
it says,
5, isn't it?
Watch Demolition versus Andre the Giant and Haku.
Mania 6, I'd say.
Yeah, but this looks like Andre is about to headbutt Haku. So
well,
yes, the
post-match.
Aftermath.
Yeah, post-match.
Yes. I guess they were kind of a odd
they
team.
Were odd.
They were part of the Heenan family, but other than that...
Yeah, but you know what? Yeah, and up until that point, Andre was a main eventer, not, you know, shortly before that, right? Austin and
Dude Love?
Yeah.
Those were great. This is, again, 1997. Turns out, great year.
Mm-hmm.
Mankind coming to the ring wearing Austin 316 shirts.
Yes.
And the sign around his neck that says, "Pick me, Steve."
That's right. I remember.
And the arrow.
Because Austin was saying he doesn't need a partner.
And then he goes to shake his hand.
He's a loner.
And he gives him a stunner. And he says, "I'm not going to be a partner with you because you're a piece of trash and you suck."
Yes.
Yeah.
He was the baby face.
He was. Those lines were blurred, you know. Because they don't want good guy versus bad guy.
Well, actually, I still don't want that.
No.
Just that was something they gave us in the Attitude Era, except for they never really did get away from it.
No.
But
Owen Hart and Yokozuna.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. Because that came out of nowhere.
And it's like, okay, you have the same manager, but there's no reason for you to
change. No, they didn't have the same manager.
Actually, you're right. They didn't.
Owen had no manager at the time.
Yeah.
It was just Jim the Anvil Neidhart, I think, had failed a drug test or done something or left the company.
Yes.
And so Owen Hart was just going to challenge the Smoking Guns at WrestleMania 11 with a mystery part.
Yeah.
And that was the whole thing. There was no build.
Fuck
no,
you! Fucking!
What?
Huge ass fucking spider.
Well, don't throw it
on
at
my
me.
Fucking shoulder.
Oh. Really?
Yes.
Huh.
Let's wrap this show up quickly. Let's go to number three.
Where'd that come from?
I don't know.
Huh. Are there any more?
Are we going to record the show or not? Are we going to wrap it up? We're OUT, folks.
Owen Hart and Yokozuna.
Okay.
Just wait. Maybe now you'll get to be able to, like, crawl on buildings and stuff.
When was the last time you saw me move that fast?
I know.
Kane and X-Pac was odd.
Yeah, that was an odd couple. Kane,
yeah.
Suck it. And number one, Rock and Sock, right? No, number two, Booker T and Goldust.
Yeah, that should be
as
there.
As we just mentioned.
Right, so Rock and Sock are number one. I got no problem with that. Except for storyline-wise, it made sense.
Well.
But so did Austin and Foley.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's it. We're OUT. We already did the plugs and everything.
Okay,
Twitter
so
and all that
WeTalkWrestling.com. Yeah. At We Talk Wrestling on Twitter.
You can wrap it up. I'm leaving the room.
ADDIE at WeTalkWrestling.com. And,
go on, I hate you.
Oh, yeah. But that's going to do it. So, in the meantime, and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling.
The spider was the size of my arm.
Good night, folks.